When I'm not hosting this podcast, I am writing books, but it is really hard for me to write when I'm at home, so I like to find remote cabins in the middle of nowhere to just hang out and write. But I hate the idea of my house just sitting empty, doing nothing but collecting dust and definitely not collecting checks. And that's why I'm an Airbnb host. It's one of my all-time favorite side hustles. Other popular side hustles are awesome too, don't get me wrong, but they often involve big startup costs. By hosting your space, you're monetizing what you already have access to. It doesn't get easier than that. And if you're new to the side hustle game and you're anxious about getting started, don't worry because you're not in this alone. Airbnb makes it super easy to host. I mean, if I could do it, you could do it. And your home might be worth a lot more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. I'm Nicole Lappin, the only financial expert you don't need a dictionary to understand. It's time for some money rehab. Anyone who's interested in real estate, whether wannabe home buyers, wannabe home sellers, real estate investors, we need to talk about a huge story in the real estate world that is shaking things up on all sides of the industry. But it's especially important for wannabe sellers. And before I dive in, I just want to say right here, right now, if you want to sell your house, but you haven't listed it yet, you might want to wait until mid-July to do so because it could mean keeping thousands of dollars in your pocket. And if you did just sell your house, you might be entitled to get some of that money back too. This is all because of a series of lawsuits that were filed by home sellers against the National Association of Realtors, which is all coming to a head in a $418 million settlement. The lawsuit alleges that the National Association of Realtors' practices were incentivizing the real estate agents representing buyers and the agents representing sellers to prioritize listings with higher commission fees. As we know, typically when a house sells, there's a 6% commission fee that's split between the seller's agent and the buyer's agent, and that is entirely paid for by the seller. Now, the lawsuit alleges that there was collusion happening between agents through databases owned and operated by NAR's local affiliates called the MLS or Multiple Listing Service. In these databases, buyer's agents could see listings and, importantly, what sort of commissions they would make on each of those listings. So picture this. A buyer's agent is looking for a few listings to bring their client, and they see a $450,000 house listed that would earn them a 2% commission. So that would be $9,000. Amazing. And then they see another $450,000 house that would earn them a 3% commission. That's $13,500 in their pocket, or a $4,500 bonus compared to the house with the same sticker price, but only a 2% commission. Can you see a world in which that agent would prioritize showing their client the listing in which they make a higher commission? Well, sellers' agents might be thinking the very same thing. Of course, real estate agents representing the sellers want their property they're representing to get sold, right? That's how they make their money. So this means that there was an incentive for the seller's agent to keep commissions high to better the chances that buyer's agents would push for that listing. Can you picture how this is playing out? Yeah, that's what these lawsuits were alleging. Sellers have been feeling for years that these incentives have caused agents on both sides of these transactions to keep commissions high. But after this settlement, sellers will no longer be on the hook for the commission for the buyer's agent. This is huge because, like I said earlier, typically the seller pays the commission for their agent and the buyer's agent. Because of this change, sellers will now have really good negotiating leverage for cutting the commission on their home sale in half. So let's go back to the $450,000 house, for example. If you listed it now, pre-settlement, you'd still be expected to shell out 6% or a $27,000 commission. Again, that commission is negotiable, but 6% is definitely standard. But if you wait until these lawsuits are settled, which is projected to be mid-July of this year, you could lock in something like a 3% commission fee, which would save you more than 13 grand. Of course, there are other factors you should take into consideration when deciding to sell your house. Like, normally the spring is a great time to sell. Plus, we're not sure how exactly the settlement is going to affect home prices, but it is certainly worth talking to your financial advisor about. Similar to the Silicon Valley Bank crash over a year ago, you remember that that was the first bank to collapse in 2023 that infected the financial services industry pretty heavily in the months that followed. This lawsuit has the potential to infect other businesses in real estate beyond just the NAR. One company that is already feeling the pain is Berkshire Hathaway Energy, the unit of Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway that controls Home Services of America. It's unclear as of right now what the fallout will be for Berkshire Hathaway Energy specifically, but the lawsuit claims that the company defrauded home sellers working with representatives of Berkshire Hathaway by $4.2 billion in 2023 alone. But at the end of the day, this is great news for sellers and a transition that will definitely save Americans billions of dollars. Yes, billions with a B. Americans paid roughly $100 billion in real estate commissions every single year. So if that's cut in half, that is billions of dollars of spending power back in sellers' pockets. So this is awesome news for sellers, but not necessarily great for buyers. If you're looking to buy a house this summer, watch out, because this settlement could mean that your agent is now going to expect their commission to come from you, which of course would need to impact how you're budgeting for your home. I'm sorry, my sweet, sweet home buyers. I hope you can catch a break soon. For today's tip, you can take straight to the bank. If you sold your house between March 2015 and December 2020, you might be entitled to get some money back from the settlement. In order to see if you're eligible, check out realestatecommissionlitigation.com or click the link in the show notes. I know this sounds like some weird late night infomercial-y domain, but it is indeed the website. The $418 million settlement is pretty massive. So if you sold your house in recent years, you should definitely see if some of that lump sum has your name on it. Do you ever get FOMO, fear of missing out? Well, do you ever get FOMO-tupita, fear of missing out on the perfect hire? If so, I have the antidote. It's LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In any given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites, and that adds up to a serious squad of awesome candidates. LinkedIn has over a billion professionals on the platform, and these candidates are super qualified. So much so that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within just 24 hours. I work with LinkedIn Jobs for all of my dream team needs, so they're hooking up money rehabbers at linkedin.com/MNN. Go there and you can post your job for free. That's linkedin.com/MNN, as in Money News Network, to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Money rehabbers, you have money hidden in your house. Yeah, just hiding there in plain sight. Okay, so I don't mean you have gold bars hidden somewhere in walls, treasure map style, but you do have a money-making opportunity that you're just leaving on the table if you're not hosting on Airbnb. It's one of my all-time favorite side hustles. By hosting your space, you are monetizing what you already own. It doesn't get easier than that. For me, hosting on Airbnb has always been a no-brainer. When I first signed up, I remember thinking to myself, "Self, you pay a lot of money for your house. It is time that house returned the favor." And to get real with you for a sec, I felt so much guilt before treating myself on vacation because traveling can be so expensive. But since hosting on Airbnb, I feel zero stress for treating myself to a much needed vacation, because having Airbnb guests stay at my house when I'm traveling helps offset the cost of my travel. So it's such a win-win. I mean, if I could do it, you could do it. And your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Money Rehab is a production of Money News Network. I'm your host, Nicole Lappin. Money Rehab's executive producer is Morgan Lavoie. Our researcher is Emily Holmes. Do you need some money rehab? And let's be honest, we all do. So email us your money questions, moneyrehab@moneynewsnetwork.com, to potentially have your questions answered on the show or even have a one-on-one intervention with me. And follow us on Instagram @moneynews and TikTok @moneynewsnetwork for exclusive video content. And lastly, thank you. No, seriously, thank you. Thank you for listening and for investing in yourself, which is the most important investment you can make.